DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast, where no one is listening. I am James.
I am Bryce.
I am Bryce.
Every
well,
show.
Well, there's an echo.
I was like, wait, why am I echoing?
Uh-huh.
What does my voice sound like a fucking shitty auctioneer?
It's like listening to a mirror.
Right. So
I'm Jim.
Yeah, there it is.
Anybody else? Bueller?
Anybody else on the show?
I said it.
Yeah, Samantha, we were all talking over.
I'm the only one left. Well, I'm Dan.
Well, Dan's talking over everybody, so.
It's what I do.
So how is everyone this week? Everyone good?
It's Monday.
I have all my limbs.
And I'm the one talking over everyone.
Well, it's not my dogs this time.
Yeah, that'd be mine. UPS.
Your baby. That.
He's napping, so that won't be a problem right now.
Well, not anymore, thanks to the dogs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Can UPS guy.
So, Samantha, how's the play going?
It's fine. We think we have another female, so that'll be the last person to join if she decides, yes, she wants to do it.
Nice.
Cool. Jim, how's the play going?
Well, it's not so much a play as it is a public nudity charge.
Fair enough.
Apparently, if you go to Walmart and you want to try on some personal apparel, you should go to one of the changing rooms, not just like in the middle of an aisle, even though there's more, you know, wiggle room there for a plus-size gentleman.
Fair enough.
Understandable. Danny, how's the play going?
My play is going terrible. just awful. Yeah. Bad news seems to spread this year, although it has been a light year on celebrity deaths and, you know, other people I care about. It does seem to be coming at full force with every other thing you can possibly do to a person, not directly. Was that open up enough for you? Vague.
I'm sorry, are you killing celebrities?
Well,
I'm like, what is happening?
I watch a lot of investigative discovery. I'm learning my way around these things, but my brother's apartment literally about 3 hours ago, the apartment above him exploded and caught his place on fire, and so everything that's inside got just completely hosed. And
meth lab?
I'm only assuming so much, but I can't verify that. It's kind of one of those things where, he is currently at this point, which is why I was a little late getting up here. He's kind of in the shadow of not knowing where the fuck to do at this point. It's like, well, I'd tell you from experience, but I have none. And it's like, my Aunt Joanne, she's in the hospital right now with a type of emphysema that, you know, she was a smoker for very few years in her life, and this apparently, it started out as emphysema, then they thought it was a bacteria. Now, her immune system apparently is the culprit, and it's literally trying to destroy her lungs for her.
God damn.
Yeah, it's like, okay, great. How much more you got, jerks?
So, Danny Downer over here.
Right? Yep, I'm going to go ahead and bring it down. So, Bryce, bring it with the good news,
Bryce,
baby.
Bryce, how's the play going?
It's wonderful. It's a one-man play.
Well?
Most lone gunmen try to think of it in that capacity, I guess.
It's actually more of like a mime show.
It's not so much a play as a murder.
It's silent but deadly, but not in
the
funny way.
It's a little like a Gallagher show.
Just with people's
hammers will be involved.
So you've been watching Investigative Discovery too, huh, buddy?
Yeah.
Nice. You and I, Bryce, getting back, we know how to do this.
Getting back to Danny's brother's exploding apartment, or the apartment above his, is it sad that we live in a world where you're actually hoping that the reason for the explosion was like a meth lab and not like some psycho gunman that was planning to do something to a bunch of innocent people, but instead kind of fucked up and just ruined his house?
Wait, isn't that the same thing as a meth lab?
Kind of,
well, no,
yeah.
More,
yeah, it's kind of in the same
slow
vein.
Death. Slow death.
Slow as
slower.
Yeah, okay.
Slower, yeah. Much more gradual. No, and the thing about it is, one of the thought processes that kind of squirreled through him, you know, my brother, he's really upset because he hasn't been able to go into his apartment yet. And one of the things I don't honestly think has hit him just yet was my father's urn is in there.
Oh, fuck.
And, yeah, he was going to go golfing out on the coast, but was really on the fence about spreading my father, so he didn't. And so it went home. He was out walking the dog. His wife's son was at school, and she was at work. So nobody was hurt as far as him or family associated. But, yeah, when he got back from walking the dog, the fucking place was on fire. And all of his windows were busted out, and they're just fucking dousing everything in water. So I don't know that that's registered just yet of what exactly got potentially damaged. And it's like, that's going to be a bad day.
Well, I'll know tomorrow when it comes up on the news whose place it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, here's the saddest part about it. He literally lives about 6 blocks away from me.
Oh, wow.
Straight down Monroe Street. So right down by the Max Tracks.
Ah.
So, yeah.
You would like to stalk him.
Well, yeah, totally. I have to keep eyes on my brother, you know, because I have to know what he eats and how he sleeps and, you know, things like that. But doesn't everybody do that? I'm just saying.
Sounds like you're studying him like Jane Goodall in The Apes.
Well, you know, sometimes.
He's
sometimes.
Accepted me as one of his own.
I'm a part of the pack now. But, yeah.
Siblings in the mist.
Nice. But again, yeah, I mean,
I would not watch that movie.
I end up talking to my mom about it a lot, and I usually, especially since, you know, my father's passing, I've been calling her every day after work, and yeah, she is having a hell of a time with my great aunt Joanne's situation. Now with my
brother's
situation.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your brother's exploding apartment.
Well, no, that's the thing. My brother's exploding apartment.
I've been talking to her every day. It just happened today.
Well, it did, and she was the one who told me about it, and it was like, yeah, she is having just a hell of a time with all of this, and it's like, I wish I could give you better news or better advice, but I'm kind of at a loss. So yeah, there's that. Other than that, you know, Peachy Keen made in the shade. All's aces, I guess.
Yeah, but it just seems like nowadays it almost seems like when bad shit happens, it's not just one thing. You know, it's like it has to get like heaped up.
Something that bad happens is like the floodgates open. It's not one thing. It's always like a series of events.
Right. And honestly, like at this rate, if the rule of three persists, this makes number three. So, you know, I think we're good after this.
Yeah, you got about 3 months.
Yeah.
No, it's like karma has like this to-do list. And it's like, oh, I just need to power through this real quick, and I'll just sort of start lumping things together so I don't have to come back here and deal with this shit at a later date.
Right. Yeah, it seems kind of like a fast hodgepodge kind of a karma retribution.
The karma's like the Santa of bad shit.
Right.
It's got a list, it checks it twice, and then it fucks you over.
But it doesn't do it when you really need it to. It does it when
you
really
don't want
it.
Oh, no, there's no holiday you can look forward to.
Yeah, no shit, right? Just kind of like, oh, fuck, by the way, I forgot. Eat shit. Oh, yeah, thanks.
Remember, kids, next week is Exploding Apartment Day.
So who's the Krampus of karma?
Fate?
Well, shit. But
if we had to associate it with a celebrity, which celebrity would we like to see as karma?
John Malkovich.
Ugh. God.
Because he's going to fuck you over, but when he does it, he's going to do it in like a really polite, smart sort of way.
Hmm.
See, I would actually vote more for Ryan Reynolds because karma works both ways. It works for the good and for the bad.
And that's what I'm saying, yeah. I would push more Ryan Reynolds than John
Malkovich.
Again,
I could go with Malkovich with that.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem like he ever gives anyone good news about anything.
Yeah, not really.
He just has one of those forlorn faces that's like, I've never had good news in my life.
Right.
Like he's potty training his child. He's just like, congratulations, you shit in the toilet. Now think about all the pairs of pants you've ruined.
Like just because you potty train your kid that way.
Touche. Touche.
How's that going, Jim?
Bryce, your thoughts?
Speaking of which, we are trying to potty train Erica, and she's ruined two pairs of sneakers so far.
Wow. She's proficient.
Does she not know to use the toilet, not her shoes?
Well, she is my child.
You know, in a pinch. In a pinch.
Daddy does this
like
when he's
say,
drunk.
Children
so.
Are just right? Little drunk adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just throwing up, shitting all over the place. Yeah, yeah.
I just love the image of little Erica running to her father with a shoe full of shit going, look what I did, Daddy.
Just like you.
And Jim just smiling with pride, dude. My girl.
Well, at least it's her shoes and not mine. So right. That's progress.
She's moving in the right direction there. Gives a new name for Pooba.
The first pair of sneakers that she ruined actually were I had got her these sneakers that like when she takes a step they light up. And she loved these things, man. She'd run around everywhere, and she'd jump and, like, just kind of look at her feet like a weird, you know, like a weird little drunk person. And when I found out that she had, had peed herself at kinder care and that they'd gotten into her shoes, so we had to get rid of them, I'm thinking, like, for a weird second, I thought, like, she might have possibly electrocuted herself, you know, somehow. I don't know. It's like some kind of weird, like, steampunk, you know, bladder infection kind of thing.
Damn it.
Well, she didn't electrocute herself, but those shoes really smelled like a hot mess.
Yeah. So this is she's just pee. And it's funny because at the kinder care, they have a pair of like emergency keds that they put on the kid. So like they have apparently this is a common thing, at least at this particular kindergarten daycare place. So they have like the emergency like take home like the loner shoes. So it's kind of like a bowling alley slash kinder care.
Fair enough.
Do they spray the Lysol in them first?
There is a weird guy, and I think he huffs something, and he just kind of hangs out in the hallways. And he doesn't have any kids, but he's always there, and he's always smiling. So I don't know.
That sounds like a trustworthy individual there.
Absolutely. Scraggy? Oh, yeah.
Scraggy.
Scraggy!
Older, they keep
I've been to his bar.
Yeah, dude with a goiter goes there.
George Lucas?
Well, I think he's a turkey neck.
Turkey goiter.
Turkey goiter.
It's leaner and healthier for you than a standard goiter.
And oh so delicious.
Turkey goiter, the other white meat.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Nice.
Bryce just turned it into an action flick.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's from Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, got yes.
I love cheesy horror movies.
And they love you, too.
You should watch Rubber. Wait, no, you
no,
should.
No, you should.
No, you should not.
Hobo
no
with the Shotgun was actually pretty good, though.
Yes.
Yeah. But. Hey, speaking of horror movies, I just saw an article that the new Blumhouse Halloween film got really crap test reviews, and that kind of hurt my heart, because I was hoping for a decent Halloween movie.
Well, on a side note, though, I saw something interesting today. I don't know if it's real or not, but I guess Netflix is doing Star Wars The Wrath of Maul or something like that, and it's basically a Darth Maul thing. It starts May 1st.
Yeah.
I did hear that they were going to do something Star Wars, but I hadn't heard what the project was.
Yeah, I saw a clip of it. It looks like Darth Maul basically versus Boba Fett.
Mm. Ooh.
It actually looked really good, and it sounded right, but it also sounded like they were stealing a bunch of sound bites from all the other movies, so I couldn't really tell if the audio was right.
Like fan made or something.
Well, that was the thing. It had the Netflix logo at the top of the video.
Yeah, but you could easily get that stuff.
And... as the posting.
So I hate to break it to you, but the Fury of Maul was an April Fool's joke.
Okay.
Oh.
See, and honestly, I didn't know. That's why I brought it up to you guys. I just saw it today, and I was like,
there is a Star Wars live action coming to the Disney Netflix competitor thing that they just started up, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that live?
Yeah, but that's not coming out. That's not coming out until Christmas. That's going to be called Deck the Malls.
Well, at least it'll be better than the Star Wars Christmas special.
They've got a long-standing history, so.
Right.
At least it'll be better than the Ewoks movie.
It doesn't really look like they have much released on it yet. Yeah, I knew the streaming service launches next year, so.
It's not
obviously it won't be
yet.
Till then.
Yeah, and again, I figured I'd bring it up to you guys because I saw it. I thought it would have been really fucking fun if it was real, but...
Have you guys seen that fan film of Darth Maul?
Oh, yes.
No.
Dude, that is fucking awesome.
Which
that
one? I've seen a few of them.
It's basically Darth Maul versus, like, a bunch of Jedi offshots,
yeah.
And they're all on a planet surface, and he just molly stomps the shit out of them. It's beautiful. I wish I could have gotten to see more of
that. That's what episode one should have been.
Right?
Just Darth Maul just waiting
just
through Jedi.
Shit up. I would have been okay with that.
I honestly believe that one of the biggest mistakes that Lucas made with the prequels was killing Darth Maul too soon.
True.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, they could have put any kind of bullshit reason as to why they didn't finish out the fight. I mean, you still could have killed Qui-Gon, but you could have basically done what they did with Rey and Obi-Wan. Ben. But basically when they had their first fight in The Force Awakens, you know, the ground fucking split open and that was that. Well, in this case scenario, there was a battle going on. You could have had the fucking building get blown up and all of a sudden one of them is missing.
Well, you could
have
even done better than that. You could have had Jedi Council or some more members of the Jedi arriving.
Yeah, and
Maul
just
jumps down to escape.
Out.
It's like numbers, you know.
Exactly.
Odds aren't in my favor. I'll be back kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And use the standard Star Wars get out of jail free card, which is basically, he went down a garbage chute, which apparently fucking nothing but garbage chutes everywhere on fucking in the galaxy far, far fucking away.
And they seem very faulty, too. Like, they haven't figured out their whole recycling garbage thing yet. They're terrible at that.
Well, the problem is the garbage chute lands in a garbage pit, and the garbage pits all have doors with codes on them. Yeah, if you know the code, you can get out.
But what?
Or a droid plugged into the system who can unlock it from the outside.
Right. And again, I feel this is improper planning on their part. I'm just saying.
Well, Imperial Waste Management Services, which I happen to be a member of, we've had a lot of turnover, a lot of unhappy employees, and so therefore we need to get a handle on proper waste management and disposal, because really, why is there a door? Like, why would you ever need to walk into a trash compactor?
I guess drop your blaster, you know.
Since we have someone from Imperial Sanitation, let me ask you this, Jim.
Certainly.
If these things are so enclosed, how are parasites and scavengers like Deinonychus getting into the garbage chutes?
They're union.
what are they feeding off of?
It's garbage. There's probably food down there.
Yeah, lots of food pellets left over from various Ewok catered events.
Here's another question I have. How do they escape before the compactor begins compacting the garbage before disposal? I mean, there's a lot of holes that, you know, rats and other sort of scavengers.
You know,
how are they getting on board a space station? They've got to be brought up. So are Imperial crews not checking building supplies before they start building it?
This is truly a health hazard that you're presenting here. And to be honest with you, I am appalled at your lack of safety and
you are potentially
concern.
infecting and causing the illness of thousands of Imperial officers, stormtroopers, pilots, and what have you.
And how dare you, sir? How dare you?
Well, first of all, most of them, I mean, they're all basically clones, so they're pretty fucking expendable.
I beg to differ. The Emperor has outlawed clones since the end of the Clone
right.
War.
And if there's one person you can always trust, it's some guy who's a fucking emperor, right? Because he'll always be a straight shooter with it, right?
Hey, I'm sorry. I cannot stand to hear you badmouth the Emperor Palpatine. I am going to write you. You are on report, sir.
You made the list.
Report. I don't give a fuck. I'll report me all you want.
This
I mean, I'm already working in basically an Imperial toilet, so is there any place below that I could possibly be sent to work?
Having seen your service record in the field, there's a reason you work in sanitation now. You can't even go a minute without shooting your own fellow stormtrooper, sir.
Well, at least he's somebody who could hit something. I'm just saying.
Yeah, the
maybe
back
they should
of
have
your
promoted
skull.
Him. Maybe they should have put
when
him
in
charge.
When I was in Imperial Elementary School, and they had a career advisor come and talk to us, no kid said that he wanted to work in waste management on board, like, say, a Death Star, or just any kind of
your
Imperial
standard Star Destroyer.
Yeah, just, you know, something business. Large.
One of the first things that one learned, because again, waste management isn't a place that you set out to go. It's where you end up after you've fucked up way too many times. Maybe you got a couple of DUIs in a TIE fighter, you know. Maybe you accidentally tweaked the nose of a bounty hunter, and then rather than like you know have your life taken, you know you opt out and you decide that you're gonna go and work in the shit department.
Well, you know, shit happens.
Yeah,
Imperial shit.
Imperial shit happens.
You truly know that your life is hit rock bottom when you have to sift through the fecal remains of, like, say, a Fett, like any of the Boba Fetts. The Hutts.
The Hutts,
No, yeah. If you ever have to go through Jabba the Hutt's
Hutt
shit,
fecal matter is the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting fun fact. A very common occurrence is among the Hutts. They wear a lot of retainers, and unfortunately they swallow them. So then again, you have to go through just a gigantic steaming pile of just some of the most disgusting stuff you could ever imagine, looking for a retainer.
Understanding that Hutts actually have no rectal system. They excrete their feces through their skin like we do sweat.
Yummy.
Some do. Yeah. Some do. The more well trained.
Samantha's just so overjoyed by this.
The most common Hutts that you'll come across have a pouch that will fill and
a colostomy bag is what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's part of them and it's sentient.
Side bag.
And
a Hutt sack,
and it has
if you
to
will.
Be, has to be the only way to clean it is to ladle it out.
It's a hot
and that's
Hutt sack.
That's a long, long, hot summer day. It's really like the last one half.
Yeah, but
day.
The great thing is you ladle that out and serve it up as soup to Rodians.
Well, and to the clones, because they don't know any fucking better. You throw a little Sweet Baby Ray's on that, no one knows.
All you need is a little hot sauce.
Yeah. Even in a galaxy far, far away, sriracha is like the most delicious condiment.
And some salsa.
And saving Imperial credits. Sir, I am putting in for a promotion for you.
Go right ahead. But again, there's really nowhere to go but down. Maybe just putting a blaster in my mouth is really the way
to go. I will have you operating the super laser in no time. Mind you, no rail, so be careful. You don't want to step back too far.
Again, when it comes to, you want an OSHA, that is how you get an OSHA.
Yeah, but like I said, it's a horrible life for those of us in Imperial Waste Management.
Well, so, Bryce,
count your blessings.
When you were in Imperial Elementary School and you had to go through the aptitude tests... Oh, why am I asking? Sniper.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, wow, you really just swing and a miss on that
one. You still had to take an aptitude test to be a sniper.
Well, that's what his aptitude test said, sniper.
Yeah. I with shot a bullet it hole through his hand from across the room.
He wrote his name with bullet holes.
laser bolts.
Alrighty, Mr. Wolf, apparently we know what department you'll be going into. Mr. Robinson, time for your skill assessment.
Yeah, unfortunately, I ended up in bookkeeping.
Empire aptitude test.
Just filing. That's all I do. It's just filing.
But what is there to file? I mean, you don't see anything on paper. What is there to file?
You have to make sure the right program gets into the right folder in the database. It's not as easy as it sounds.
Every Death Star that's ever been created has been blown the fuck up, so you're doing a real piss-poor job over there, Robinson.
I'm not in architectural planning.
Clearly.
Obviously.
Essentially, I'm there. I'm like the court scribe. Just sit there. Yes.
Stenographer, there you go.
Thank you. Take notes
like
on all the meetings.
Parchment and a quill, and you're just jotting down everything the emperor says.
Yeah, pretty much. Because he hates the ticky tack of the keyboard. So here's your quill. Here's your ink. Waste it.
Do it.
It
comes
get
out
anymore.
Of your check.
When you run out, you die.
Pretty much. Samantha, what about you? Where did Imperial Aptitude place you?
Theater and communications.
Yeah, duh. I entertain the troops. with new plays.
Okay, that sounded really lecherous, Danny.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, well.
Yeah, she runs all the USO tours for all the Imperial.
Imperial USO.
There we go, yeah.
Exactly.
I like
so, yeah.
Big
all
hit
the,
on Cashew. Wookiees love her.
Yeah.
Yep, I do all the USO tours and make sure everyone's entertained and happy. And yep.
Danny, that just leaves you.
They sent me to Endor. They didn't want me anywhere near their tech. They're like, no, these little bear people, they need to be
after
watched.
After the
They're
Death
dangerous
Star, they went.
Motherfuckers.
You know what? It didn't fail because the rebels.
Yeah.
Danny was aboard the Death Star.
And I was a little too close, and I tried explaining this that they don't want me anywhere near it, but they wouldn't listen, and so I had to mop up the floor around all of the fucking panels, and yeah, shit just got wonky, and so yeah, they sent me to Endor, and I've been the prison guard of the Ewoks, so. Because apparently
yeah,
they're dangerous
the,
little fuckers.
The shield generator fort that they had, and he accidentally knocked over some Dagobah espresso onto like a control panel.
Well,
I can't even
start my day without my Dagobah espresso. I'm just saying.
Well, come on. If you're going to go for espresso.
Right? Come on.
What are you going to have, that Tatooine stuff? Please.
It's garbage.
It's grit.
I don't even know what that shit is. I think it's just sand.
Tastes horrible.
Well, Dagobah coffee is so strong, you can lift a fucking X-Wing with your fucking mind. You're so gacked out on fucking, caffeine.
Right.
I really like my Dagobah espresso with just a hint of that green milk as creamer. It's so good.
See, and again,
blue milk?
I was under the impression.
Oh, yeah, blue milk.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, there's no other milk but blue milk.
No. I mean, come on.
If your blue,
it's got all you need.
If your blue milk's turned green, then don't drink it.
Yeah,
no.
then it's made the turn, That's its indicator.
It's the turn towards the dark side, as we say.
Yeah. And
there's
again, I'm under the impression
There's a saying amongst oyster farmers that says, if it's blue, drink it true. If it's green, just fucking throw it away. It's not a very good saying, but it's pretty much all they have. They're fucking dehydrated. What do you expect? Trying to fucking.
That's what happens in sanitation. They don't feed or give you water.
They're trying to harvest moisture on a fucking desert planet. Does that make any goddamn sense?
Well, no.
If anything, you could harvest moisture on, like, I don't know, a cloud city where you're, surrounded by gigantic billowing clouds of moisture. Just fucking run a fucking net through that shit. Boom, there you go.
I don't think you know how moisture farming works.
Pretty sure
we've been running these nets. We can't catch any moisture.
And that's why he's in sanitation.
You plant a bottle of Dasani in the fucking sand and hope it turns into a plant. What the fuck's wrong with you? You want to go to Tashi Station? Get some fucking power converters, which is slang for fucking
hookers.
Bath salts. Everybody
hookers, yeah. Hookers and bath salts, yeah.
hooker bathed in bath salts.
Yeah.
That's all you get at Tosche Station.
Because she had that Dagobah espresso, you know.
You don't need a fucking Land Cruiser. You just run there the whole fucking way.
Because
you had some Dagobah espresso.
Yeah, exactly. Shit packs a kick, man.
I'm telling you. Ugh.
Yeah, but then you got to take Sarlacc shit after that? Ugh, fuck that noise.
See, and Yoda never actually had the power to lift the X-Wing out of the swamp. No, he was just moving so fucking fast that you thought he was just sitting there.
No, he was actually going in and draining the swamp. It didn't lift. It stayed right there.
At least someone was successful in draining a swamp.
Right?
Oh, making it political.
No!
Yeah, she went there.
Emperor Trump.
If he could have a Death Star, he definitely would.
It would be the best Death Star ever.
The best Death Star, the only Death Star, the greatest Death Star.
I got the Wookiees to pay for it.
I made it myself.
No, but then, you know, we pay for it up front and they'll reimburse us.
The Wookiees are like, you out of your goddamn mind, fucking weird man. Orange skin motherfucker.
Orange guy.
That's the chant that they every time they see him, like, orange guy.
Well, I did see Wookiee president Rars tweet about it, and he basically said, so, you know, they're not.
It must be really interesting.
They are completely pissed about having to pay for the Death Star.
And you know what he said? That hit the nail on the head right there. That's all that needed to be said.
I felt it.
Right?
Build a wall of Death Stars around Kashyyyk. They're bringing in a lot of drugs. A lot of bad hombres.
They're not sending in their best droids, okay? They're sending in their rich droids and their drug
dealers. They're shithole droids.
They're never sending the droids we're looking for. It's just all these faulty droids with bad motivators.
Oh my God.
Lazy droids.
Hashtag lazy droids.
I don't want to go to Dagobah. It's a shithole. Why are we even worrying about it?
Everything you hear from Tatooine is just fake news. It's unfair.
Fake
it's a witch hunt.
Fake holograms are coming out of R2 units. Don't believe them.
Fake news.
Hashtag fake grams.
Make the Empire great again.
Mega!
Hey, Samantha, virtual high five. There we go.
Yes!
God.
You know, the great thing about Emperor Trump is you really don't have to worry about getting shocked because his tiny hands just don't conduct lightning very well.
It's like static electricity.
Yeah, it's like shuffling your feet on the carpet in a nice pair of socks and then zapping yourself, you know. It's uncomfortable, but
yeah, but you know, it's no worse than a paper cut.
Yeah. God,
I can assure the entire empire, my hands are plenty big,
and they'll shock you right out of your seats.
I can totally hold a lightsaber properly. I don't need to use both hands.
I can pleasure my wife and my alien mistress at the same time.
The rumors about my alien mistress with the Rancor monster are totally false.
But I've never, ever had an affair.
I did not go to Tatooine and get pissed on by a Rancor.
It was a Krayt dragon. Everybody knows that.
Wow.
I don't think this conversation could get any nerdier. I don't think.
Oh, I'm sure it could.
Challenge accepted.
Grand Marf Mulier, his investigation is total bullshit. There was no collusion between me and the Hutts to become emperor for life.
Interesting fun fact, Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru didn't get, you know, burned alive by stormtroopers. They were just his first speakers of the house. All right. You're either with me or against me, and if you're against me, you're in flames.
Uncle Owen was actually his first press secretary. Mm. He was actually trying to hide behind the moisture evaporator.
He set himself on fire. Kamikaze, he's like, fuck, I can't stand my job.
It's like, nope,
I'm sure Sean Spicer's done that by now, so I would believe it.
Right? Oh.
Did you guys see the picture of Melania at the Bush funeral?
Uh-uh.
Where she's actually smiling.
Oh, yeah, she was hanging out with Obama. And I guess they were having a good time. And also, so Trump was called out for tweeting during the funeral.
Yeah.
Because he's an asshole and doesn't care about anybody but himself.
Dear America, at funeral for old grandma, so boring, sad.
No, he didn't go. Yeah. He didn't go, quote,
he went to Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, of course he did.
Out of respect for the family, he didn't go.
He didn't want to be in the same room with Obama, because Obama still, after a year out of office, still shows him up.
Well, we know the real reason he didn't go, but I'm saying his
because his new porn star mistress was in town.
Yeah, right? His statement was he didn't go because he didn't want to disrupt the funeral with, like, all of his protectors.
Yeah, added security.
Oh, so
yeah, I was like, what a load of shit.
With his bullshit.
What a drama queen.
He's an asshole.
Samantha, how do you feel?
Tell us the truth.
Douche.
I love the picture, though, that they had of
I hope he
Obama
got
and George Bush Sr. and all the other people. They're all sitting, they're all standing together, and, like, you know, Bush is in the wheelchair in the front and everything else, looking like a really bad Charles Xavier cosplayer. and like somebody kind of like memed it with, like, that point when you finally kick out that asshole from the group text and everyone's like smiling and like, hey, we're having a great time.
Oh, so true, though.
But I guarantee you Melania was so happy to get away from the White House and all that bullshit. She is, I actually feel bad for the woman. She's suffering so much. Just like you see it on her face. Like, I saw her on the news this morning with the Prime Minister of France.
Gotcha.
Who's in Washington. And they're all walking. And there's, like, Melania's, like, keeping, like, a certain amount of distance away from Trump. They're walking side by side, but she's just so miserable.
Yeah.
And, like, the Prime Minister and his wife, at one point, I saw them holding hands. And I looked over at Trump and Melania. Nothing.
She has a look on her face like, I hope you get penile parasites.
And then the best part is I watched him watch Trump greet French's prime minister's wife. He, like, kissed her on the cheeks and stuff. And I'm looking at Melania as it's happening. I'm just like, I bet she's thinking, oh, I bet you want to fuck her too, Donald.
You know he did.
Sorry,
you know,
for my terrible Melania
impression.
You know
you're living in just a total fucking, you know, shit show when going to a funeral is a better idea than having to stick around your fucking husband for another five goddamn minutes.
Right.
Yep.
I did see, like, this op-ed piece that kind of was, like, comparing history and showing, like, Trump's chances of being reelected. And I gotta say, it's looking kind of grim.
Well, they said the same thing about George Bush Jr. And, well...
No, grim.
No, I mean,
that's
grim
impossible.
As in, like, he could get reelected, like, historically speaking.
Yeah, grim for us. Not grim for him.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, we could end up suffering this douchebag for another 6 years.
Well, not a single Republican has come out and said, I endorse him for 2020 yet. They've all circumvented
that question.
Because
it's not, it's too far away.
No, it's not, though. It's not those. I actually watched this news story today, and Mike.
False news. False news.
Fake news.
Hashtag fake droids. I watched this with Mike Cuomo, and he was arguing with someone, and that dude doesn't back down. He's pretty awesome. And he was like, it is not too early. This happens every single election year. This happens every single presidency. We start talking about it almost immediately. This is not too early. And all newscasters are like, no. This is not too early. Absolutely not. Tell me, do you support him? Yes or no? No one will commit.
Well, number one, keep in mind that a lot of Republicans in Congress are opting out of a re-election. Like, they're just done.
Yeah.
Like, this guy has turned his own party to where they don't even want to work in politics. Number two, with the midterm elections coming up here in 6-7 months, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm November, terrible at math. Yeah, yeah, November. It's leaning Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
We've only had Republicans in power for less than 2 years, and already the country's like, ah, fuck this shit.
Whoops.
We fucked up.
Not going to own it, but maybe need to go in a different direction.
So it's like, if nothing comes of this investigation with Mueller, which it's looking like, nothing's going to happen until he's out of office, which is unfortunate because we have to suffer him. But even if it doesn't, if things turn the way it's projecting to turn, he's going to end up being like the longest lame duck president in history.
Yeah.
I'm the best duck. I'm the quackiest duck.
The quackiest of the quacks.
I'm the greatest duck. I've got the finest feathers.
Mm-hmm.
My bill is the longest.
I'm going to be in the third Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I'm going to be playing Howard.
They're going to rename it to Donald.
That's how ducky I am.
I'm going to have three sons, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. That he's probably has a gigantic bin somewhere just filled with like gold coins that he just swims around in.
Probably.
That's his apartment.
Well, it's not coins so much as the underwear of women he's harassed or had sex with.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That's Trump.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
This is the guy who hired Russian hookers to pee on him.
And I hope that is true.
Apparently, there's fucking video of it.
Yeah.
No, they didn't hire. He did. I don't, from what I understand, he didn't hire them to pee on him. He hired them to pee on the bed that Obama slept in.
Still, that's hiring a hooker. That's what they call him in Russia.
It's just a wee bit of hooky.
That's what they call him in Russia. Shut up.
You know, basically, if you're employing or if you're renting a hooker for a brief period of time, because you can't buy a hooker. You know, well, you shouldn't buy a hooker. But if you rent a hooker, then you are the hooky.
Well, unless you want her to make some real motherfucking money. I mean, I guess you could buy one then. But I'm just, you know, that's not where we're talking about right now.
What kind of weird, like, Santeria fucking voodoo, like,
can we just focus on the pee for a minute?
Forget about the fucking pee.
And there is the episode title.
Could you imagine the conversation between the hookers as they're on their way to meet with Trump? Like, they're in the elevator, like, so what do you think he's going to want us to do? Like, I don't know, maybe, like,
make out with each other. With his face on it?
He's going to make us, like, do some kind of weird two girls, one cup thing, and he gets there's like, what I want you to do is I want you to pee on this bed, and they're like, this is okay, we might be Russian whores, but this is the weirdest shit we've ever been asked to do.
And afterwards I want you to put on an Obama mask and blow me.
Wow.
It's like,
what's sad is like, as
before.
Specific as that is, what's sad is I can really see that happening.
It's like, yeah.
Put my tiny hands in your mouth.
Then he makes the other prostitute wear like
a Hillary mask.
A Hillary mask. Thank you. A Hillary Clinton mask.
And she takes a dump on the bed.
No. Yeah. She licks his asshole. Toss my salad, Hillary. Toss it.
Well,
crooked bitch.
Here's another episode
like,
for my buddy.
I do not know what this means, toss salad. She's like, God, how do I get out of this?
Where are his tongs?
We don't have salad in New York.
Where are his tongs?
Oh my God.
That might be the name of the episode.
Where's tongs?
Is room service bringing salad? I thought that.
Caesar, are you into fresh mix?
And then him having to sit down and explain.
She just has a blank stare, like a 1,000-yard stare, like I did not understand.
Oh, like the stare you used to get in Montana.
Yes! Dude,
and then once
my
she
God.
Finds out, the sound of disappointment.
Oh.
No, thank now you. With a Russian accent.
Oh.
Beautiful.
This is very disgusting.
Yeah, we painted a very gross tongs? Picture.
I might be simple, you know, Russian pimp, but even I have limits, okay? You understand.
There are rules. I will do not cross.
I will have to look at these scores in future and know what I made them do for you, small ruble and chicken.
You need therapy for what you're asking.
I am hooker, not chef.
What, you want me to make you fucking sandwich afterwards? What?
Get you beer? Call room service, you cheap bastard.
You fucking jerk.
Why are hands so small?
I will call room service and I'll make Putin pay for it.
Nice.
Hashtag besties.
Hashtag Putin tosses salad.
Oh, no.
I call it the chicken pudding. Oh, Jesus. Where is Tonks?
Lick Putin shoot.
And we have yet another title for this.
I don't know. Where is Tongs? That's, I don't know. Where is Tongs? I'm married to that one at this point.
You know, I think at the end of the year, like the last month of the year, we should run like a contest for like best episode title up. For the year.
Two people participate and it'll be us.
Yeah.
No, we have a listener now.
Yes, we have a listener.
All of it. I'm just assuming it's a he.
So. Yes, he's one of my oldest friends, and he called me up the other day, and the first words out of his mouth after I answered the phone were, "You guys talk about some dirty shit." And I was just looking at James as we were going through the salute tossing by the Russian hookers, and I was like, "Well, here's another good one for him." So yeah, we have a listener,
and he's not related to any of us. He's just a listener, a guy out there. So
no, give it time.
Yeah. Everyone say hi, Drew.
He won't make it to this episode. He's got like two or three more, and then he's done.
Yeah, he'll,
like this is even too gross for me.
I'd imagine he'll probably quit right around menstruata.
He's like, that chick is really fucking weird. Where did you assholes find her?
Montana.
He can make it past.
Of all places.
It's always the last place you look.
Right.
I think if Drew could make it past Menstrata, he's going to definitely tune out when we get to tossing Trump's salad. That's probably
Putin hole.
Where
lick Putin shoot.
Lick Putin shoot.
No, that's leave a bad taste in his mouth, I'm pretty sure.
Not the
we
only
do
one.
We toss salad, that's... we peel potato.
Peel my potato.
That's what they call it when they pull the foreskin back.
His anus has foreskin? Wouldn't that be just a prolapse?
Yeah, we'd be in potato.
Oh my God.
No, I'm asking for a
well,
friend.
I guess on Trump it would be more like peeling the orange, but still.
Oh, gross.
Do you think he spray tans naked?
Probably not. Or at least sick. I hope not.
He has a pair of
my balls
shorts
are the orangest balls.
He's got like Speedo, so he's got like that white tan line.
Right. Ugh.
That really pasty white, like the same color around his eyes, but around his bikini
yes!
area.
Right, right. Oh my God, that's so gross.
He probably tans with his tidy whiteys on, so he's just got this pale white ass.
He's got like the designated pair of Fruit of the Looms that he wears that like stained orange.
Yeah, I was just gonna say they're stained orange around the elastic.
A little crusty up front.
Yeah, but that's not from the spray tan.
Exactly.
Kind of like a house painter's overalls. Like he's been wearing. He basically wears them every paint job, so there's like different crust with various colors and stains.
Oh.
It's Trump crust.
Trump crusty. The crustiest of crusts.
We call that Trump discharge. Sometimes I get a little excited when I'm spray tanning.
Oh, no. I made an executive order in my pants.
I'm going to DEF CON Brown.
Wow.
Starting to realize we're turning Trump into George W. Bush boy president.
Oh, God, that show. Holy shit.
Oh.
Can you imagine the cartoons and TV shows that have come out after Trump is not president anymore?
Have any of you guys seen Our Cartoon President by Stephen Colbert?
What is it?
Our Cartoon President.
Yes! Yes, yes,
oh,
yes!
Oh, it is some of the funniest shit around.
Wow.
It's worth a watch if you can find it, because it's a Showtime show. But I think the very first episode is still up on YouTube.
Gotcha.
Ooh, yay.
And it came out like right around the time of his first State of the Union. It's fucking hysterical.
Nice. Gotta love Stephen Colbert.
But yeah, I think we turned Trump here in the last 5 minutes into George W. Bush boy president.
Well, maybe that just needs to happen.
Donald Trump, boy president.
Donald Trump melted orange.
Donald Trump, the annoying orange.
The annoying orange, yeah.
Oh my God, the annoying orange.
I like that
I used
better.
To watch that. Oh, the internet.
No, all right, well.
Damn, well, we had a good one going there.
This show's lumbered to a halt, but it's more like it's stroked out, I think.
I think we all exerted ourselves on tossing the salad.
Yeah, we really did.
Looking
that
for tongs, I think. Mm-hmm. Kudos to Danny for that line.
Yes.
In between DEF CON Brown and executive orders.
That was a really good one.
Yeah.
No, Trump crust was kind of something interesting.
Right, Trump crusties.
It's like croutons. It's something you put on your salad.
See, I was thinking of pancake mix.
Well, he doesn't so much put them on as they're just there.
Kind of.
It's like the crust that comes from the corner of his mouth because he's an old man.
Don't mind my croutons. Just get in there and toss that.
Enjoy my anal barnacles.
Barnacles is a big word for him. I don't know if he'll know it.
I call my Barneys for short. my anal Barneys.
Did you see him talking about on Easter? We keep the White House in tip-top shape. Around here, sometimes we call it tippy-top shape. And I'm like, oh, you're such an idiot. Go away.
Oh, God.
The White House is clean, but my underwear isn't.
Barney's getting a little moist.
I'm curious as to why Bryce thinks he wears tighty whities.
Yeah, what's wrong with tighty whities?
You don't
bro?
Think he wears tighty whities?
I was gonna say
I have embraced his corner in this. 100% he wears.
You think he's a boxer's man?
Yeah, I kind of do.
No,
I've been told my thing gets bigger if I wear these.
No, that's only if you trim your bush, Mr. President.
Optical
I mean,
inches
your
head
is small, so you have
thanks,
a leg up.
When you trim the bush, Mr. President, you have a bigger deck. You get what I'm saying?
Why would I want a deck? I live on the 40th floor.
Oh my God. So there was that.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, I think we all need a good shower after this.
And a bit of scouring, yeah.
In bleach.
Boil myself in some emotional bleach.
It disgusts
yeah.
me
yeah.
to save this picture, but I gotta send it to you because this'll show you why.
I love how we're doing that. A show and Bryce is looking for pictures to disgust
God.
Us with.
Bryce sent a photo. Here we go.
Yeah, I see everybody getting on to check it now.
Oh,
that's proof.
Oh,
okay. Yep,
right there. Well, it's also proof that he doesn't spray tan naked.
A little too tidy.
I rest my case.
Whitey, yeah. Oh, God.
And now I must delete this from my phone.
Good but not call. From your mind.
Oh no, yeah, it's always been there.
It'll
I've
never
seen
be
that
gone.
So many times.
Yeah. You're kind of numb to it after a while.
Look, I had a lot of cheeseburgers that day. What the hell is that? What is that?
A compressed loaf of various soccer moms.
That
is Putin.
What? What? What in the hell?
Are you looking at the Alex Jones cat?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, dear Lord.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
Hey, that's the only way Alex Jones would ever get pussy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Without fours.
He is a monster, so I wouldn't put it past him.
Right?
Oh, I love that
I loved John Oliver's bit about Alex Jones. It was fantastic.
Oh, here's something better. He's getting sued by the parents of the victims of Sandy Hook.
Yep.
Good.
But they filed their lawsuit this week. It's fucking fantastic. I hope he gets taken to the cleaners.
I hope so too. He's got to turn in all of his Rolexes.
All of his Rolex, yeah, because he's
losing all that in the divorce.
Yeah, she's taking it.
If we're lucky.
All of his fucking supplement money is going to go to that.
His weird boner pills.
It
tastes just like a chocolate shake. No, it doesn't.
His son in a bottle.
Oh, man.
Vitamin D. He's so... gross. John Oliver did a great bit on it. If you haven't seen it, look it up.
It's so worth watching.
It's amazing.
You want to rub it on your perineal area.
Perineum?
Yeah. Right here.
Like that.
Disturbing.
A little bit.
Okay. With that fucking nightmare image.
If we want to switch topics real quick, James, you were going to ask me last week about the internet troll.
Oh, yes! Thank you for reminding me. Samantha had an internet troll, and it, like, she took to Facebook over it, but she didn't explain the whole story. So please
you have
explain
the floor.
To the listeners what started it, how it got to this point. Just give us everything. Dish, girl!
Snap.
Oh, it's all.
So
you didn't see it, but Danny did that black girl neck thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You gotta do the snap.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Dish it, girl. Totally spill the tea. Spill the tea.
Totally heard it that time. Totally heard it that time. No, you didn't.
So this dude, we've been friends on Facebook for a while. I don't remember who he is or where we're friends from, or even if we know each other. Because remember, in the early days of Facebook, you just kind of were like, everybody, woohoo! So I don't remember where he's from, but you know, like he reposts a bunch of shit. So I've liked his crap. He's like, man, I don't know. I posted this stupid little like meme game where it's the picture of like a phone, you know, the digits, like it would be set up on a phone. Mm-hmm. And you take the last three digits of your phone number. And whatever it is on the phone, cause they say stuff like liquor, Jesus, sex, sleep, just all sorts of goofy stuff.
Oh, it's the thing. And, three digits of your phone number is what you need this year.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's just silly. It's goofy. And the last three digits of your phone number don't get anyone anything. You're not giving any information. So, and you actually are more at risk for data mining just by simply commenting on it or liking the picture than you are actually participating.
Right.
So this dude was like, oh, sure, just give people the last four digits of your phone number. And I replied back with three digits, winky face, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, way to be – he got all pissy and was like, way to be nitpicky. And I was like,
nitpicky about the English language that you apparently have a difficult time with.
Yeah, Jim commented on one of the things. It was it was really funny. But so I have a good friend – I have two friends that work in tech, and one of them deals – daily with, you know, malware and you know, hackers and stuff like that. So he's like one of the he works as like a, I guess, a counter hacker to clean up your any issues that you had. So he knows the shit because he does it day in and day out. And the other guy is a tech guy, and he knows more about the shit than I do. So before I responded to this idiot, I texted my friend. I said, "Hey, yada yada yada." I asked him what could be done with the, like, and I took to Google. Not a single cell phone hacking article in over 6 months. So I'm like, I don't know what this guy's talking about. So then I asked my friend. He's like, "You're not giving any information. He's stupid." He's like, "I want to roast this guy." I'm like, "Well, go for it. I don't care." And another one of my friends, an old chief of mine from the Navy, had responded to him, and he was rude to my friend. So then I piped up and I said, "Hey, how about," or something along the lines of, "Hey, how about you educate and engage in meaningful conversation instead of acting like a troll?" I didn't say he was a troll. I said he's acting like a troll.
Fair enough.
So then he got all pissy and sent me this long message, very threatening tone. And at the end of it, he said, "Don't ever come at me with this rude bullshit or with this rude shit again." And I was like, "Oh, bitch." So, and there wasn't a single comma or period in the entire paragraph. I can read it to you. I have it.
Oh, please do.
Yes.
Because he deleted and ghosted a lot of his shit.
Do it in a pithy voice, too.
Mm-hmm.
do it in a Trump's voice.
Yeah, please.
All right, I got to find it.
Or, you know, do it in a Russian hooker voice. That works, too.
Yeah, either way.
Whatever you feels right.
No, let's go with Trump, because if she does it in Russian hooker, we all might want our salads tossed. And I don't know where the tongs are.
They're wedged in my Barneys. Spread the joy. Tell a friend.
Well, and I have to find it.
Thank you, Jim. I almost had the image out. Thank you. You are
just
a wonderful dangling human being.
Just like wind chimes just when he walks.
Ding, ding, or more like...
Was this a direct message to you, Samantha?
No, this is on my feed, so it's still up. You can see everything.
But please, read.
Even like the long-ass threatening message?
That I need to double-check, but I have it freaking somewhere. Where'd it go? Okay, hold on. It might be on my messenger. But while I'm looking for it, I'll just keep telling the general gist of the story. So he's going on and on. So he's threatening towards me, and you guys know me pretty well by now. Homie, don't play.
She don't take too kindly to that taps around there.
So, not a single fucking... bit of punctuation. Could not be bothered to write out the word you, Y-O-U. Spelled so many things wrong. It was so disturbing to read. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So... Now I've got my dog sitting on me, okay? You do not make things easy, Shira.
But that's how we started the letter to you. You don't make things easy, Shira.
Like, wow, okay.
I understand you're a princess of power, but don't come at me with this negative bullshit.
Yeah. Because my boyfriend was like, "That's a really threatening tone," and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm about to roast this guy." And I don't engage. I'm a huge advocate of do not feed the trolls.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help it. It was just he really needed to be told how wrong he was. How bad is that? I'm like, oh god. Why can I not find it? I can find other bits of conversation, but I know I have this one too. This is the one that started it. My friend had started with, "My phone number is everywhere. How is giving the last digits an issue? Just being on Facebook is a much greater risk than your phone number." And then this idiot says, "Well, not to be mean, but all that shows you is you do not know hackers." Okay. And my response was...
You said that to your Navy friend.
Yeah. And my response to him was... Not to be mean, instead of being nitpicky snark, why don't you explain it, educate, engage in meaningful conversation instead of acting like a troll? But for some reason... back up, Jiro.
Yeah, I wouldn't have taken that as... like an adult. Yeah. Clearly, this guy was already really fired up because, like, to me, that's just like, okay, that's a challenge. So, here are the facts.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. And so, then he came at me with, like, that really, really threatening tone with that long paragraph about, which I'm looking for now, but I'll find it later and I'll send it to you guys. Maybe I'll read it next week. But so he comes at me with this thing and I was like, oh my God. So I wrote out a response very thoughtfully and I actually sent it to my friend who's super nitpicky about the English language. And I said, hey, I need this to be grammatically perfect. And it pretty much was, he tweaked like two things and I was like, all right, cool. So I took it and this was my response to him because he called me stupid.
Well, that's a mistake.
He basically said I was stupid, I was rude, I'm a troll. And I was like, excuse me, you're on my feed, upsetting my friends. So I said, yes, not a single comma in that entire wall of text, yet I'm stupid. Look, you want to spin the initial light jab into something serious? That's on you. This is a cute, dumb meme game that no one has provided any actual information. Our phone numbers are at much greater risk in a million other places where we provide the entire thing. Besides, I can't take someone seriously who can't even use all their words. Don't ever come at me with that grammatically inadequate shit again. Oh, and you don't have to tag me in the post, by the way. It's in my feed. I would get the notification. And then that just set him, like, then he got set off. And then another one of my
friends replied.
I'd have to look up the whole thing. But then he replied again. And then I just kind of, I'm at work during this time. So I'm like, what the fuck? So, oops, sorry. So then my friend
Samantha just
works,
fell over.
Yeah. My hacker friend, you don't know hackers. Okay. So my friend who works, you know, in that industry, cleaning up software and malware and stuff like that, he hops on. And they go back and forth pretty intensely. And so does my Navy friend. So it's the three of them. And I'm and at this point I can't keep up with that because I'm at work. So every now and then I'll just pop in, I'll see 20 million responses. And I just started fixing his grammar.
So you were essentially being a grammatical troll.
Yes.
Well,
he deserved it.
Fix your English, motherfucker.
But twice when he couldn't handle the confrontation in that feed, he would post to my wall, separate from everyone else. Now, yeah, so, and this is what was on, that's what was on, you know, on the internet, or on my wall, that I was like, hey, so this happened. So he started attacking me personally, and he's the troll, honestly. I mean, here, he's...
No, yeah.
I also put up the definition of a troll, like the actual definition, and I was like,
definition?
Yeah, you are the one who embodies this definition, not me. So the things he put on my personal wall was, see, you are the troll. I did not call you stupid. I did not call you stupid. It was not my job to teach stupid people. You have shown who you are by your actions. In this, you have never called and tried to bully my words to nothing. You need more manners. That was the first one.
Wow. Well said.
And yeah, right? There's one period in that entire thing, and I was just like, oh, my God. And the other one was, I thought you were a good person, but you're a troll in look and actions. And he spelled your, Y-O-U-R, instead of Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. So my first thought was, I'm just going to comment your. But he had already ghosted by that point, so you couldn't see it anymore. And I couldn't respond to it. So then I got the screenshot before he ghosted. And that's when I posted it and said, I'm the cutest troll, guys. So.
Ah, okay. Because, yeah.
It was. It was an insane, like, if you can go back and see some of it, it's fucking insane. I don't understand how someone can act that way, because he's on my feed insulting my friends.
Yeah.
And insulting me. And threatening me. And one of the things that Samantha's been taught, and I was like, oh, what? Excuse me? I've been taught what? That the last three digits of my phone number mean absolutely nothing on the internet? Yeah, I got that.
Get him.
And I was like, whew. I was like, he has no idea how threatening that tone is.
Well, here's this guy just exemplifies what is seriously wrong with the internet, because, I mean, the anonymity we have on the internet to say whatever we want has gotten out of hand. And I'm a firm believer that if you post something on the internet, you should take responsibility for it. You should let people know what kind of asshat you are. That's why, for me, anything that I post, I want to be a reflection of me, of who I am as a person.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't post shit like that up.
Nope.
Yeah, you guys see my Facebook feed. It is pictures of my dogs and funny memes. That's all I post, because that's all. Like, I don't care about anything.
And thank you for that, Sam, because honestly, it's nice to scroll through and see funny memes and shit like that.
You're so welcome. But I mean, I just posted a stupid funny game, and you know this dude. And my one friend posted, he said, man, you know how easy it is to find your number? By the way, this is what you need this year, this, this, and this. And I was like, oh, damn!
Yeah, let me explain how easy it is to find a phone number from just three digits that may or may not be in order.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You need the area code, and you need the prefix, plus the missing digit in the last four.
Right.
And you need to know what order. You can't go on this meme. I know the meme you're talking about, because apparently I need Jesus.
I need hookers and liquor, I think. And one.
I need a whole lot of Jesus, apparently.
I need sleep, but I don't remember what the other one is.
That was it. Hook, sleepers, and boots.
I think you've gotten the boots.
Hookies or hookers?
It's okay. Yes, I need liquor, hookers, and sleep. That was my three.
Oh, I thought you need bee hookers.
Well, they would be preferred.
No, they're too stingy.
Preferred.
So this guy was
go
obviously...
For the A-level. Go
my
for
guess
A-level
is
hooker.
This guy probably got hacked recently and had something really bad happen, so he's just lashing out. And he's not very well educated.
Obviously.
So... On top
because
of
he's
that,
like, well, I work here. And then my other friend is going, guys, he works there. He just might be the internet. And knowing the people who are responding to this guy, because I hang out with them every week, and I'm like, oh, my God, I could just hear the tone of voice. And I'm trying so hard at work not to laugh and cry. I'm not trying not to laugh so hard I'm crying, because I'm just like, oh my God, because I can hear them say all of this. I'm like, holy shit. It got really intense there. And I was going to be like, guys, can we just tone this down a bit? But then, you know, he said I look like a troll too, and then I ghosted. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, see, that's clearly the sign of someone who's like, he can't take the heat, because like, instead of having a legitimate conversation, he makes fun of your looks and then gets out of there. I mean, that's...
And then calls no givesies backsies.
That's like first grade bullshit is what it is.
It's childish, and it really is. So that's... He's like, it's not my job to educate stupid people. And I was like...
Thank God.
Because stupid people shouldn't be in education.
Right?
Hey. I was like, if this is something you know about... Oh, and he also told my friend that, oh, I'm reporting you and you're going to go to jail. My friend goes, well, just let me know when they're coming, so that way I know if I need to put on a blazer or if I'm, like, good in my sweats. And I was like, oh, shit. So it was really funny, but it was really intense. And like I said, I'm not a feed-the-trolls type of person, but he was being threatening, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to stand for that.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
So nothing really leaves you no legs to stand on, like not being able to put in a single piece of punctuation or anything else.
He had no legitimate argument for anything. He just reverted back to calling people stupid. If you're you know, or a fucking idiot. And I'm like, if you're going to argue something, have facts that follow it, Trump.
Yeah, if all you can do is name calling, that fucking delegitimizes your argument.
Yeah.
Completely.
Well, because then you're not actually debating or arguing a topic. You're just being a douche.
You're not actively involved in discourse. You're just name calling and shit throwing, and that's not. We've had this conversation on the show many times. Like, if you're not willing to have an intelligent, respectful discussion and get to the root of the problem and find a middle ground, there's no point.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to get solved. No one's going to get educated. No one's mind's going to be changed. You're not even like going to have the chance of potentially changing someone's mind if all you're going to do is go, "Oh, you're a fucking idiot," and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it further delegitimizes your argument if you can't present it grammatically and spelled correctly, so it's a coherent
thought.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. I was really insane.
We live in interesting times, my friends. But that's we've gone over our hour again. Yay.
Well, fuck him right in his Putin hole. That's all I gotta say.
Steal the potato. Steal the potato.
Ew.
This is a man who does not deserve to touch my Barneys.
And if you can't touch Trump's Barneys, imagine how bad you are.
Right?
Exactly.
I've touched Trump's Barneys, and you don't want to go there.
I don't. I really don't.
Gross.
They taste like Cheetos.
Ooh. Ew. Oh, okay. They are Cheetos. Like, that's where they come from.
Oh.
Someone just walks Cheetos behind them and picks them up and puts them in bags.
Oh, be able to my look favorite at snack Cheeto food again. Is ruined.
Fuck.
Fuck well, they you, do Samantha, say you troll.
It's curious
jerk.
They do say it's curiously cheesy. So
dangerously cheesy, buddy. Dangerously.
Well, either way.
I mean, there's nothing more dangerous than being that close to that.
Yeah.
Hole.
Asshole.
Right next to the Putin hole.
I mean, that is Putin's hole.
Right. I don't think I would have approached that with tongs either.
You want me to toss what with tongs?
Well, shit.
Anyway.
Stay in school.
Don't do drugs.
Clean your room.
Walk your dogs.
Do your chores.
Do your homework.
See you next week.
Rewind.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace. Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.